Halimut of Chofetz Chaim every day is a zchus refuah for Yosef Dov ben Chayla. Ishtav refuah shleima b'korev. And Shmeik l'chasna b'shol tovim mislachas today. Anybody who would like to go out to the Heston Height and wish him Mazel Tov, Gzint Height. So the Chofetz Chaim was dealing with two simple examples of when rechilus can cause a lot of damage, and one of them, we've spoken many examples, but one of the examples he's dealing with now is that people tend to believe the goy. So you've got the non-Jew who has withdrawn a contract from a yid. The example that Chofetz Chaim's giving is he was renting from a landlord, and then the landlord says, "I'm not renewing your lease." And he says, "Why not?" So he says, "Because I received information from another one of your people. One of your people came and told me that you're doing this, that, and the other, whatever it is, and therefore," so it's nothing to do with his history, nothing to do with personal, he didn't pay the rent late or anything like that, it's been a model tenant, but up again, he has received, the goy. So the goy is trying to deflect from himself the responsibility for not renewing the lease. And he does that by telling the Eid that I've received information from another one of your people, which made me suspicious. I decided I would rather rent to someone else than you. So says the Chofetz Chaim that you're not allowed to. You wouldn't be allowed to believe him, even if it was a Eid telling this story. You'd be allowed to choshed. You'd be allowed just to protect yourself from that person that he shouldn't cause you any harm. But, for instance, if the lease is gone and somebody else has already got it, then there would be nothing you could do about it in halacha against the person who mustered. Besides the fact, who says you're allowed to believe the non-Jew who says that it was the Jew that mustered? That's an additional problem. You wouldn't be allowed to believe it at all, even if it was Eid that told you that. If you were renting from a yid and he told you that another yid. So that's rechilus, from one yid onto the other, and you would be allowed to suspect, but you wouldn't be allowed to believe. But when it's a non-Jew, and the non-Jew is doing it to deflect any responsibility from himself for the thing that you're complaining about, then he says, kol shekain, you wouldn't be allowed to believe it at all.
If you're in dispute with the yid, this particular yid, so you would expect him to go and give bad information.
That's devarim nekorim. That was something else that we discussed yesterday. We can discuss it tomorrow.
Okay.
If you have reasons for suspecting that he is. Yeah, sure. If he threatened you. Here we go. Yeah. Sorry, our regular announcer's not here today. So, Torrey Way, North West London. Tess Kislev, 10th of December, Rav Shmuel Kaufman Shlita, Mincha after being Mekabel Shabbos.
I want to start off with a vort of Parshas Vayetze, Parshas Vayishlach together. The post everyone knows Vayetze Yaakov Be'esheva came to. He came to the Bamokam Ahu, to the Mokam HaMikdash. Vayachaloyim, he had a dream. He says, V'hine Hashem nitzav olav. V'yoyim ani Hashem eleke Avraham avicha v'chule. He says, V'hine anoichi imoch, one. U'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, two. V'ashivoysicha l'adom ha'azois, three. Ki lo yezovcho ad Hashem sisi asher dibarto. So the Medrash said these four things, that the Shvorch was mavtiach to Yaakov was as an answer to what his bakasha is. After Vayashkem Yaakov Aboike, he got up in the morning, Vayikach es ha'even, and he says, Vayida Yaakov neder leimoy, im yiyeh lekim imodi, ushmarani b'derech hazeh, v'nosa ni lechem lecho lebeged lilboish, v'shavti v'sholom il beis ovi, v'yashem li lelekim. That was four things. So the Medrash says like this: the Hashem was mavtiach v'hinei anoichi imoch u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech. Rabbon amar al hakol yeshivoy. Hashem answered on everything. Im yeh elekim imodi, that's what Yaakov said. Im yeh elekim imodi, Hashem answered him, "Hinei anoichi imoch." Yaakov said, "The shmorani v'derech hazeh, V'shumatiicha b'chol asher teilech. Yaakov said, v'shavti v'sholom el beis avi, that was his bakosh, his tefillah, v'ashivoyisicha l'adomo. And now, panosa, so the one man said, he asked him, because he had panosa, and he lechem lecho, el beger, el ilbosh, it's panosa. So the panosa, also yeshiva, he says, ki lo yezovcho, lo yezovcho, v'ein aziv el panosa, el begheich atomo, v'lo yisi tzadik nezov. Now, this marriage is a shtikle pele. Because if you look at the Seder Psukim, you see that he had a dream. Had the Shmoh who promised him all these four things. And then afterwards he woke up and he davened. He said, Vayida Yaakov Neder Lehima. He says, Im ye lekim imodi, shmorani baderech hazeh, v'nosan li lechem lechel v'ash... It's the Seder's wrong. Akshmoh, the marriage says it was the answer to his vakoshes. It comes out better than Akshmoh promised him already before that. He promised him when he had the dream, he promised him all these four things. And afterwards, when he woke up, he said, oh, now then he started asking, how can you say that? He, once the Bonisha was already promised him that, then afterwards, he gets, now he starts asking. I want to say a pshat, which with there's a gewaldiges Tfasemis in this week's parasha. That's from the Kasha from last week's parasha, and the Teretz is from this week's parasha. there's a beautiful Tfasemis parasha, Vayishlach Shnas Tofrish Mem Dalet, if anybody wants to see it. It says, the apostle of Vayira Yaakov Mo'oid Vayetzeloi, Yaakov had Moira. So the Pinchas B'Shem Rebubim, Shneid Me'odom, two people, if Tichonak Nishborchu, had Shborchu promised him Benisioru. They had Moira even afterwards. Habochoshib Ovis, the prime of the Ovis, Habochoshib Nevi'im. Who's the Habochoshib Ovis? The Yaakov, Shenema, Ki Yaakov Bochole Ko. The Omer Akdish Baruch Hu, Akshmoch said to him, Behine Noich Imoch. And even after Akshmoch promised him, but with Seif Nisiora, Shenema Yiro Yaakov. After Akdish Baruch Hu promised him, he still had Yiro Yaakov. So Rashi believes that Hashem Islach Lechache, we'll see now. Habochoshib Nevi'im is Moshe. This is Lulu Moshe Bechira. Well, let's not. We won't get into Moshe. But Kopoli, the Sfasem is what's going on? Why that makes him into the Bochu Sheba Ovis? It makes him the prime of the Ovis. Why? Because Akshmoru promised him, and still he had Moya later on. But look, we don't understand why. If Akshmoru promises, then why was he scared afterwards? He had a promise. So Sfasem says a beautiful vote. He says like this. He says we normally feel that Shor brings a Torah. You know, it says Oynish is a punishment or something like that. And today, to get out of it, we have to daven. He says, no, it's a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu very, very often, he brings out a tzorah, something, a machla, or something which is not going good. Today, that we should daven and we should come closer to him. Baruch Hashem wants us to come close. So what's he does? He brings us a tzorah, and like this, we will come close. Ali Dei Tefillah. The whole tzorah is today that we should come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, if Hashem will promise people, they say that, you know, you're not going to have a problem, it's going to be okay. Let's say, for example, if you go to somebody who's got a tzara, he wants children, he wants panasa, and he would go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, or he'd go to a Rebbe or something, and the Rebbe says, Achzog de tzu, it's going to be beseder, don't worry about it. So the person, he'll slack down, in tefillah, he'll go down a bit. He says, oh, I'm already promised, I don't have to do anything. Somebody's got a promise from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's going to be good, you're going to get all these things. Anoch imoch shmorani, avada, such a person, it's going to go down. In avoidus hatfilin, avoidus Hashem is going to go down. He says, that's why the Shmorah doesn't promise. Normal people, if they'd have a promise and they'd know what they're getting, make a rifyon in their avoidus Hashem. Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu weren't like that. Yaakov was a bechira of us, even after the Shoruch is Mavtiach, he said, Enochi Imoch, I'm going to be with you, don't worry. It's Vayira Yaakov. Yaakov knew that the avodas Hashem was, even after he's got Avtoch, even after Hashem promised him everything, he still carried on the same avodas Hashem, kilu he never had it. That was the Maila, the Maila of the Bechira of. That's what the Sasev says. So Shmuel doesn't promise for everyone. He promises only for the Bechir, somebody who can carry on in the Avodah Hashem after he's got the promise, after he knows exactly what's going on. And he still says, no, Shmuel wants me to become closer to him. But after he had the promise, he still will have Noya. He's still down in the same Pachad that Kilu is in at Tzorah. That, these people, that's what Shmuel is Mavtiach. So I think it's Mamash Gevaldik, the passing by Yetze also. Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, promised him, Anochi Eyeh Imcha Ushmorani, And Yaakov knew that. He dreamt that and he knew the Avtocha. Still afterwards, he woke up. He said, Vayida Yaakov Neder, in Yele came a Modi, the same Avoida, as like as after he had the promise, he carried on the same thing. Tfila, Kilo, he didn't have any promise. He carried on the same Avoida Tfila. He knew that Rosh Chodesh wants him to come closer to Alidei Tfila. Doesn't, even though he knows, he's got the promise already, still that the Avoida Hashem is to carry, continue in such a way. I think it's very, very. A beautiful Sfasemus just bring out the whole opinion of Tefillah. Says that we always think Tefillah is something to take away, you take it away. And he says, no, very, very often it's not like that. The Tzorah Hashem makes is Kedei, we should daven, we should come closer to the Rebbeinu Shleilom. That we should be taken Zoicha to the Avodah Satfillah. If we do the Avodah Satfillah, even we've got a promise, Hashem will promise us also like Yaakov. Maybe Hashem should be zeichah that all the tefillah should be miskabel ben berotzi. Now I want to speak about an inyan which everybody. There was a mice a few weeks ago. Somebody asked me. There's a mitzvah to miskabel Shabbos early. Everyone knows the mitzvah to miskabel Shabbos early, right? The person that says it's called Tais the Shabbos. He got a mitzvah to be miskabel Shabbos, right? This person, he was. Decided that week he's going to be Mekabel Shabbos 40 minutes before Shkia, and he was Mekabel Shabbos. He said, prepare, he's Mekabel Shabbos early.
And he wiped out his candles, or how was he Mekabel Shabbos?
No, he wasn't. A man was not with him. He said, prepare. He said, he's Mekabel on himself Shabbos. He didn't say what.
He wiped it like candles.
I don't know. It was even if his wife did, it's not Mechayvik. But he said he's Mekabel Shabbos. Right? Now the problem was he forgot, and he daven mincha afterwards. He daven mincha, right? So and he lemaisa. Then he asked, "Oh, what am I to do now? I was mekabel Shabbos. I daven mincha. Is it a good mincha? Is it not a good mincha? Yeah." So lemaisa. So that's the shay. That's what the noise I want to speak about, and also leketchila how to do it. Start off with the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shulchan Aruch and Simur Reish Samach Gimel Siftes Vav. Somebody, Misha Sholis, Fale Mincha Merav Shabbos, Adje Kibla Kol Shabbos. If he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, then the Kol was Mekabel Shabbos. So he shouldn't daven inside the shul. He should go outside. That's all. If he wasn't himself, Vuhu Shaloi Kibel Shabbos, or if he himself wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Aber im Omer ve Kibbel Shabbos Himoin, how he daven said, Borchu, or Mizmashi, he himself was also Mekabel Shabbos. Eine yochel ispalel tefilas choyli. Cannot daven mincha after that. What should he do? He says, "El ispalel arvishtein." If somebody is mekabel Shabbos, he says Borchu or Mizmushi or something like that. He can't daven mincha shel choyli anymore because it's too late. Once he's mekabel kedushas Shabbos, you can't daven tefila shel choyli. Like she brings down, mishum shachesh. Once he's ready Mekabel Kedushas Shabbos, he can't make it afterwards Choyl. That's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, as all the Rishonim say, that if somebody's Mekabel Shabbos, he said Baruch Hu Mizmashi, so that he can't, this Shabbos now, you can't daven a tefillah shel Choyl. What's the Eitzah? He has to daven twice Ma'ir. Like somebody who's forgotten to daven, didn't daven one tefillah, so the next tefillah if he's Ba'onis or whatever, not a Peshea, then he davens twice the later on. So also the same thing as somebody, if somebody is after Kabbalah Shabbos, he's Mekabel Shabbos, so he can't daven any more Mincha Shel Choyl. The Eitzah is, the Rishonim say the Eitzah is, he should daven Ma'ariv twice.
The same would be for ladies every week after they lit candles.
Right, yeah.
They can't daven Mincha anymore.
Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The man, he says, she's Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting. Says that to spell the mincha tchila, the hove kvar kibla Shabbos shum yesh to spell tchila shechayv. Maybe we'll still get there. And he says taka b'shein shalos to zeh, yoyse toshi to spell arvishtayv. That's it. Right, so lechayv, this person was in a shtikla plonta. He's done something, he was Mekabel Shabbos, and he daven mincha. Lechayv, it's nothing. It's a waste of time. Might still have to daven do ma'ariv again twice. Well, on the Eitzah, and I think it's an Eitzah Teva for everyone who wants to do the two things. There's Hakdama. There's two parts of Kabbalah Shabbos, of being Mekabel Shabbos early. There's one part of Mekabel Shabbos is the Gabbai Issa Melacha. that if you recover Shabbos, not to do melachos, lehoisiv min achol al hakodesh, not to do melachos for earlier, before the time, before the zman of Shabbos, you should be not do melachos. That's one thing. That's what we'll see in a minute, whether they can split the two. And there's another thing, Bekabel Shabbos, when a person says Baruch Hu Mizmashi, then it comes Kedushas HaShabbos. There's a thing of a taste of Shabbos Legabe not doing Melachas, and there's a thing of taste of Shabbos not Legabe Kedushas, it becomes Shabbos, you can daven already Ma'ariv, you can say Kiddush, and you can see the Shabbos, every that's already, there's two parts to it. There's a part of not doing Melachas, and the other part is that it's not only not doing Melachas, it becomes Kedushas HaShabbos, it's Kibbutz, it's Mamash already Shabbos Legabe, all the Dinim, making Kiddush, and the Suda Shabbos. Now, there's a lot of riots that these two things can be split. You can have, one is normally, the not Parish Melach is Alidei, maybe Kabbalah, and the Kedusha Shabbos is Alidei, Borcho, Mizmashi, or something like that. The best, and it's possible that, to make a split between the two things. I'll bring you two riots, and the stamp that it's shaykh to say, I want the Shabbos to be Legabe Issa Melacha, or not Legabe Kedusha Shabbos. So first of all, there's a Tosis in Ksuba Staf Mem Zayin. Tosis says that Tosis got a kasha. How can you do a chasna on Leil Yontev? Eimar b'simcha b'simcha. He says, no, we're talking about a time which is not before Shabbos comes in. There's the man of Tosis Shabbos. The man of Tosis Yontev, there, the halacha is, it's only Issa Melacha. So Tosis says clearly, the Shaykh HaZazach, there's a musik of Kabbalah Shabbos only legabe Issa Melacha, not legabe Kedusha Shabbos.
The Kabbalah Shabbos, where is the Issa?
What?
If it didn't Kabbalah Shabbos, where is the Issa? There's not no Issa yet.
What do you mean? If it's not Kedusha Shabbos, there's a mitzvah midraisa to be moisiv min achol al hakodesh that you could do legabe that.
Then it's a Kabbalah Shabbos.
Let's see. I'm just bringing it. It's only maybe only legabe Issa Melacha maybe. That is the shaila. That is really the shaila. I'm trying to bring you two rayas now. I'll bring you two rayas that the Indian of Kabbalah Shabbos you can split. You can say I'm only Mekabel Shabbos Legabe Issa Melacha and not Legabe Kedushas HaShabbos. But there's a big raya from the Prima Godin. It says the halacha is like this. Shulchan brings down like this. Somebody who was Shaul is Bali Mincha Be'er of Shabbos and the kol was ready Mekabel Shabbos, he shouldn't daven inside. He should go outside. He shouldn't daven. The whole call of ready be Mekabel Shabbos, he shouldn't daven inside the shul, he should daven outside. That's all. Who shall I kibble Shabbos in Moed? If he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos together with them. But if he was Mekabel Shabbos in Moed, then we just read that before. Eli Yochel Espal Tfilas Choyot, Espal Arvish Shtayim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Achreinim, Bi Alocha brings down the Prima Gold Master Kasha. What's in the beginning of the Alocha? He can daven mincha, but not inside. It shouldn't be it's a zilzul if he davens inside the shul. He should go outside to daven. The shayla is like this. This is a furish halacha shulchan aruch. If Rav HaKol was mekabel on himself Shabbos, then the miut, the person who wasn't there, wasn't mekabel, is nigra boss of the Rav. If Rav HaKol kibla alev Shabbos, ha-miut nimshoch machrev al korchom. I mean, if the call was Mekabel Shabbos, he was out, he wasn't there, and he belongs to that call, the halach is that he's not allowed to, he has to be, he's nigra boss of the call. So that Prima Gadol Master Kasha, what's going on? Here we're talking about a case. If he was Mekabel Shabbos himself, he can't daven mincha. Now, if Lemaisa, the call was Mekabel Shabbos, then he can still daven mincha. He says, why is that? So the Prima Gadol says there's a chilek. This din of Nimshoch and Acharoiv is only Legabe Issa Melacha. It's only Legabe Issa Melacha. It says the Yochin Nigra Haroiv Rak Le'inim Melacha. Aber in Tfila, which is Tfila Kedusha Shabbos, Kol Shaloi Omei Moim Borchu Mispala Tfila Shechoiv. So you see here from the Prima Gadol Mamash that the two things split. In the din of Nimshach Acharoiv, it's only Legabe, the Nimshach Acharoiv is only Legabe Melachas. Now the Gabbai Etzazah of Kedusha Shabbos, you need Baruch Hu, and there's no dinner greater. Oh, so we've got two things here in the Prima Gadim. First thing is that you see that you can make a split. It can be Shabbos the Gabbai Issa Melacha. It's got dinner of Shabbos the Gabbai Issa Melacha, and it hasn't got Melacha, the Gabbai Kedusha Shabbos. And we've got another thing. And what's the nafkamina between the two things? If it's Shabbos legabe Kedusha Shabbos, they said Baruch or something like that, then it's Kedusha Shabbos, you can't have Mincha. But if it's only Kabbalah Shabbos legabe Issa Melacha, then he can still do Mincha. That's what he's saying. If it's a matzah or greater, and he's only not allowed to do Melachas, then the halacha is that he can still have Mincha. It's the Svaras Poshet. The reason why you're not allowed to daven mincha is Shabbos ready, Kedusha is Shabbos, you can't daven Tefillah Shel Chayru, which is a steer to Kedusha Shabbos. The Mishmur speaks about Mizmashin Baruch, that's called Kedusha Shabbos. But whether Lechunaran or not, or Lechadoidi, I think maybe, I'm sure the person speak about it, but I'm talking about somebody who was before anything. He hadn't done a Kabbalah Shabbos. You see over here, the din of Greira, that is Nimshach, boss of the Roiv, is only Legabe Melochus, and if it's only Legabe Melochus, there's a Kula, now he can still have Mincha. Right? So it comes out, we've got here a split. If the Kol were Mekabel Shabbos, and the Yochid was Nigra boss of the Roiv, and he has to be Mekabel Shabbos, he only has to be Mekabel Shabbos Legabe Melochus, and not Legabe Kedushas HaShabbos. For that you need Baruch Hu, you need Mizmashe, something like that.
So you really daven Mincha inside Shul?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but the reason why not inside Shul...
There's no reason not to, it's just not a nice thing to do.
Yeah, because that's why, yeah. It's because it's not a nice thing to do. Shachrei shakol kitshayo lo yasenu choyletzlam. You shouldn't make it look, you know, like again. It's a bizoyin for the Shabbos sort of thing. So akoponim. So we've got this as the halacha that you can make a split. They can be kabbalah Shabbos legabe isim halacha, and it's not kabbalah Shabbos legabe kedushas Shabbos. And the nafkamina is if it's only legabe isim halacha, you can still daven baruch hu, right? So
is this even after Shkia?
No. After Shkia, that's already that's Takah Shabbos. Right, we're talking about before the mitzvah lehosif min achoy la kodesh. Yeah, about it, of course. Oh, that's what we're gonna get to this in a minute. Now, so lemaisa after Shkia is it? Well, yeah. Then put yeah, and it's
Friday afternoon.
Yeah. All right, the Shabbos every day Halidam.
Every day and Friday afternoon.
Yeah, every day, because maybe they hold like Rabbi Natam and they hold that the Shkia is later, whatever. But on Shabbos is
it?
Yeah, all right. Look, that's the women. That's not the men. That's not.
On the Luach, it says Shabbos is after 4 o'clock. The men have put it on 10 past 4 after Shkia.
After Shkia?
Afternoon, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll touch that, but I just divide. I want to say that I'm amazed why the people daven after Kabbalah Shabbos, they daven Mincha. Maybe if Shkia it will help for the people who are not makbid whole Arabi Tam. A couple of this we just spoken out that there's two parts of Tosis Shabbos. One is the Gabbah, the Issa Melacha, and after a person Mekabel Shabbos Gabbah Issa Melacha, he can still daven Mincha. And there's one by Miris Baruch Hu, Miris Mashiach, or something like that. There, the halacha is that's already got Kedusha Shabbos, so you can't say Mincha. Now, what is a mitzvah? The mitzvah, the Hoisim and Achoy Lala Kodesh. What is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to be Mekabel not to do Melachas, mitzvah Lohis Al Achoy? Or is the mitzvah only legabe? Is the mitzvah even legabe to make Kedusha Shabbos earlier? His raya's is kamarai from the Rishonim. I want to bring one raya from the Dogon Mirvovo that the mitzvah, what the Torah says, the mitzvah lehosiv in achoy la kodesh, that's only legabe isim alochus. Legabe, if it's legabe Kedusha, you don't have to. That's not, you can't. You can be makdim Kedusha Shabbos, but there's no chiyu, there's no mitzvahs. I say so. Dogon Mirvovo asakasha. He brings down in Simulation Tamach Aleph, he brings down a stira, the Gabba after Kabbalah Shabbos, whether can you still do Erev Chatzeres, Erev Chumin? Yeah. So he brings down, the Dogon Mirvovo brings down like this. So he asks a stira. The one place it seems to say that it's poshut that you can do Erev after Kabbalah Shabbos, and another place is 2 days. So he says like this. The Dogon Mirvovo says there's two, Venera de Shomka Oma. She kibbel toises Shabbos. Umarish omar beferish she mekabel toises Shabbos. Right? In Cain, if that's true, loy kibbel rak isasi legaba the melachas. Why? Because that is what the mitzvah is. Yeshlok, then you can be mekabel b'shvus. But the other place, aval in aira acha anias borchu, then avad there it's much worse. So the Dogma Rova says, if a person stam mekabel Shabbos, it means legaba isa melacha. If it's only the Gabi Issa Malacha, it's more kal. Mashig, if it's Borchu, Miz Moshe, then it's a Kabbalah Shabbos, even the Gabi Kedusha Shabbos. Oh. See, it's Mefurish, the Mitzvah Sase, he says that what is the Mitzvah Sase, Lehoisim and Achela La Kodesh, is the Mitzvah Sase only the Gabi Issa Malacha and not the Gabi Kedusha Shabbos. Oh. So now we've got a good Eitzah for. I'll get back to the story I was telling at the beginning of Lemaisa. I've got an Eitzah. Anybody wants to be. The kaim the mitzvah chutzah achil ala kodesh, and he has the adav mincha, so he's got a posh day, so he can say, I'm only mekabel Shabbos legabe mlochus, and he's mekayim the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah is. The Dogma Rova says the mitzvah is to be mekabel Shabbos legabe mlocha, and even it's legabe mlocha. So that we saw from the Prima Golden earlier on that if it's only legabe mlocha, he can still daven mincha, which I think is a mamash eitz a teva. If anybody to be mekayim shneim. And that you can mekabel Shabbos earlier, but just say I'm only mekabel Shabbos legabe melachos. If he's only legabe melachos, not legabe kedusha Shabbos, then you can still daven mincha. That the Prima Golem says once it's only, if it's only legabe isa melacha, there's no problem of davening mincha shel choil afterwards.
You think that the two would go together?
Right, that's what I bring from the Prima Golem. They don't always go together. The Dogma Rova, you see.
Once you've accepted not doing any halachos, you really accepted kedusha Shabbos.
Seems that not. The greater the din of that is nimshach acha kol bar korchay. Nimshach is only legam loch.
Presume it's only after klag hamincha.
Yeah. Very good. That's right. The whole thing you can't before that it's nothing.
All this is most likely to happen in the summer months, isn't it? Where we bring in Shabbos early, but it's not shkia for another hour.
Yeah. But in the winter also there's a mitzvah to be most. There is a mitzvah. The mitzvahs I say the hoisim in achol al kodesh. So a person. Now, so before, let's say, dividing four shkia, right, smaller time, says quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, the Mishmur says you should do. So the eighth is, if a person hasn't done mincha, he wants to mekayim the mitzvah, Kabbalah Shabbos, he should say, I'm only mekabel Shabbos, legab isa melacha. And if he's only legab isa melacha, then he can still daven mincha, suppose the eighth. Now, after shkia is much more problematic, because after shkia, it's not telling his Kabbalah. So it's his Kabbalah, it's, so davening mincha after shkia is really this Kedusha Shabbos. Unless somebody who's bets and holds like Rabbeinu Tam, if he holds Rabbeinu Tam, the shkia is much later, then already you can play. But it's very, that is a problem. Davening, I was talking about before shkia, that he wants to be a kabbal Shabbos early and daven before shkia. Then he can say, I haven't got kedusha Shabbos yet. After shkia, lechera is a much bigger problem. I've already got kedusha Shabbos. Once he's got kedusha Shabbos, then you can't daven mincha shechoy. So that is lechay. I think it's an eitz teiva for anybody who wants to do both. Efshel lekayim shneim, and you know, like the winter weeks is very hard to daven early. So everyone davens the minch the last minute. Or you can be kabbal Shabbos gaba to be kayim the mitzvah kabbal Shabbos gaba isa menacha, and you can still daven mincha. Right now, this story why I said that somebody he was mekabbal Shabbos and he daven mincha afterwards. So I asked him, what did you do? What were you mekabbal mincha for? Kabbal Mlochas or Kabbal Kedusha Shabbos? He said, oh, I don't know. I said, he didn't know what he said. I just from Kabbal Shabbos. What did I mean? He didn't know what he meant. No, but he said, no, there's a mitzvah. To the Kabbal Shabbos earlier, he was Kabbal Shabbos. So the Maisa, it looks like from the Dogma Rova, it looks like the Stam somebody's Mekabel Shabbos early is only Kabbal Mlocha. To be Mekabel Shabbos, Kabbal Kedusha Shabbos, for that you need Mizmashi, Baruch or something like that. But if he hasn't done that Mizmashi Baruch, then the pashtus is that it's only legaba isa melacha. That's so then he sorted legaba. He can still have a mincha afterwards. Even in the it might be a suffix. Even if it's a suffix, this person can have a mincha afterwards. He won't have to do meir twice. But there is another kula. Just even if he was, let's say he was already Mekabel Shabbos. So really, if he was Mekabel Shabbos, the Gabba Kedusha, the way we're talking about, if he's Mekabel Shabbos only the Gabba Melacha, then the Ketchila, you can do that. And you can do also Daven Mincha afterwards. Because the whole problem of Mincha is only after this Kedusha Shabbos. If there's not yet Kedusha Shabbos, just Issa Melacha, there's no problem of Mincha. That's the Eitz HaTov, which everyone should do, I think, if they want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, say, and still daven Mincha. But this person, let's say, if somebody was Mekayim Kedusha Shabbos, and then he daven Mincha of Choyl, is he B'dieved Yotze? So, to know, to go into the gist, there's a Prima Godin in the halacha is best if he's Kedusha Shabbos. The halacha is that he shouldn't daven Mincha, he should daven Ma'ariv twice. Now this person B'dieved daven Mincha Shulchan, after he was, let's say, if he was Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos, he said that he's Mekabel Shabbos Lagabe Kedusha Shabbos, and he daven Mincha Lagabe daven Mincha Shulchan. Is he B'dieved Yotze with a Tefillah Shulchan or no? Once he's got in that matzav, he has to daven twice Ma'ariv, dafka Ma'ariv of Shabbos. Now there's a Prima God in Mesim Kuf Ches that says that when a person's got, every time there's a person forgets to daven Mincha of Shabbos, the halacha is that he has to daven Ma'ariv twice. He has to daven Ma'ariv twice of Shabbos. He says, what about if Lemaisa, that it's talking about is before the night, and before night, and the is about he should daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos twice, and that for that to be tashlumin for the Mincha that he's forgotten. But he says, if it's still before night, let's say, and he was Mekabel Shabbos, he says, there, two things, he's got two colours. First of all, you can do the tashlumin, always by tashlumin it goes, that you first do the choyva, the ma'ariv, and then you do the mincha of tashlumin. He's got two things. One is, now here, that you could, with the evad, you could do it, since it's not yet night, you can do the tashlumin of mincha before the choyva. And another thing also, he says, but Yeved, if you're Yoit, maybe call to everybody, if you do a Tefillah Shel Choyl, you can also, you're also Yoitza. That's the Lechoyl that comes out from the Prima Godin. So it comes out even, so if a normal, under normal circumstances, only Pshat, the person, Mekabel Shabbos, only Gabel Melocha, then it's Pasha, then you can say, you can do like a Tchila, you should do that, but Mekabel Shabbos, Gabel Melocha, then Tav Mincha afterwards. Masheke Legabe, if he was, Kabbal Shabbos, Kedush Shabbos, let's say Mizmashir Borchu, B'dieved, Avad and Ketchila, you should daven Ma'ariv for Shabbos twice, but B'dieved, if you daven Mincha Shechoyed, if the Prima God's Mashla, that you can be Yotze, and therefore this person who daven Mincha, even if he was Mekabbal Kedush Shabbos, he doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv again twice, he can be Yotze B'dieved, the Mincha of Choyed like that. Oh.
Right.